your seats, cause it's about to go down. The wheels are about to come off on the Nerdo Roundtable.
The Friday nights are here.
Space Force. Space Force is a real thing now.
What do you mean it's a real thing?
It is a real thing because on Thursday, it was announced that Netflix has partnered with none other than Steve Carell to create a show around President Trump's proposed Space Force.
That doesn't make Space Force real. It just means that the show is real.
It does
not. It means
not.
It's real enough to make fun of.
That is true.
Which in our book,
shit, that doesn't
pretty
take much.
Real.
But no, this is it inspired President Trump on Thursday to reiterate that space represents a new war-fighting domain.
He this warmongering motherfucker is already talking about war. We haven't even gotten to space.
He has gone on, okay, to say that we will recognize that space is a new war-fighting domain with the Space Force leading the way.
So pull our troops out of Syria and put the motherfuckers in
put
space.
Put them in space, right. Okay? Mike Pence seconded his announcement by saying that we are looking over the budget. We plan on having a full proposal and whatnot.
Will it have a wall
by
around
2020?
It? Is there a space wall to guard it?
Look, all space. I'm saying is these two motherfuckers got high watching Star Trek one night, and they said
there's no reason
to do it.
But we what can happen- build it.
But what happens when China gets their own space force and
look,
wall?
If China gets a space force, what will happen is that my upcoming budget, okay, Trump, the upcoming budget will invest in a space-based missile defense layer technology, okay? Any missile launched from hostile powers or even from powers that make a mistake, it won't happen, regardless of the type of missile, type of attack, or geographic origins of the attack. We will ensure that the enemy missiles find no sanctuary on Earth or in the skies above.
Does he know that that is not what missiles are looking for?
No.
Not like that.
That's not how space works.
A missile in space is just going to drift. Once that shit hits space, it's just floating. You can't. And missiles have no real effect. It's like not a missile. It's a rocket.
The rockets don't actually leave the heliosphere, do they?
No, look, if he's talking about in order to get to D.C., you got to launch a missile into space from Afghanistan or China or wherever he thinks these missiles are coming from, and he's going to shoot them down. I see them. Shoot them down. No missile shall reach the U.S.
Didn't we go through this in the 1980s?
I was going to say,
Reagan?
This is Star Wars,
yes,
right?
Yeah, this is the Star Wars program. But that was lasers.
Laser beams.
You're telling me Donald Trump is not going to want lasers? He 100% is already saying lasers every time he lays down.
With air quotes.
Look, all I'm saying is
lasers.
He's trying to capitalize on Steve Carell's announcement. He's like, Steve Carell's not going to one-up me by having a Space Force television show. I'm going to let everyone know where the real Space Force is. It's right here in D.C. This is all television for Trump.
So I got it. This is a ploy where he can further expand the military budget because that would fall under the domain of the military.
Right.
It
and
will.
And he could ask for more money.
He's going to build a space force and Netflix is going to pay for it.
Oh, snap. Oh, shit.
Well played. Well yes. played.
The only question is which will be funnier, the real Space Force or the show Space Force?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Jeez, man.
Steve Carell is involved. He's real funny.
He's real funny.
He is.
But
on
the other
hand, not as funny
as
that motherfucker in the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's watching too many Moonrakers.
I mean, yeah, right.
Hey, leave my James Bond Moonraker alone. I don't care what anyone says. I like that movie.
Oh, man, the end of that where Jaws gets together with the little blonde-haired girl. That's
yes,
so cute, man. I love that shit.
Yeah.
That was all right. Yeah.
What was her name? Doctor, not the little girl, but the Bond woman in this one. It was Dr. Goodlove or Dr. Goodpussy or something.
I don't know. It's like, I think her name was like Stephanie Titties or some shit. I don't remember. You know, just remembering my Bond naming conventions.
Look, the entire notion of this is every level of ridiculous, almost as ridiculous as The Rock trying to challenge Kevin Feige to put together a Fast and Furious / MCU crossover.
What?
Things
come
that
on.
Should, ideas that should never, it's ideas like this that make me think The Rock should never be president of the United States. Just
I'm sorry.
This idea alone.
I'm sorry, I have to go back one statement. The name of the doctor in Moonraker?
Yeah.
Is Dr. Goodhead. You were close.
Oh! Goodhead.
Good titties, good head, whatever.
You started with good pussy.
Right, that's right. I was, that's right. So was, you know, it's a good right version of something that Bond likes, you know? Right.
I just said, now back to you, Paul.
I wish I could have put in front of the beginning of this that this is definitely a not safe for work edition of the Nerd Roundtable. I hope you didn't play all that in your office.
If you've been listening to this in the office,
that is
you're
really
already packing your shit.
Right. HR is like, what are you listening to?
I feel like anybody who tunes into the roundtable at work has it coming. If they've heard even one roundtable.
It has for explicit on it. They should know better.
Yeah, no, then we're good.
I do for a reason.
No surprises.
So I just wanted to make sure that we addressed Space Force righteously on the Nerd Roundtable. I talked about it yesterday, but it was nothing. It was nothing. It was cheap. I don't care about it. It was nothing. Okay? It didn't mean anything, fellas. This is the Space Force discussion that needs to be had.
Okay, and make sure you put in the sounder to Wallace so people can hear how serious it is.
I will.
We have a whole thing we do on the Mo Kelly Show with Space Force.
Oh!
We have a whole big intro. Yeah,
oh,
it's
I've
a big
never
deal.
Heard the Space Force
Are
intro.
Are you serious?
Yeah! What?
Listen to it. Here it is.
Space Force. We need it.
We're all in outer space, protecting Mother Earth to save the human race.
Space Force, because it's a whole we need it. Space Force. Space Force. So we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. But we have the Air Force, now we're going to have Space Force. Space Force.
All the fire and the smoke, we will never give up hope. If we can win, the Earth will survive. We'll keep peace alive with us.
The Space Force, because it's a whole... We need it.
That's amazing, that yes.
It is out of control.
You guys may have heard about the Battlefront 2 drama where it came out and it was like, oh, you can play Darth Vader.
If you pay.
If you pay
if
a
you
bunch
pay,
of money.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
if, you,
yeah,
if you play it for 100 hours for this or whatever. And people were pissed. They got
because
so...
they advertised the motherfucker in the
game. Right,
I mean,
right.
When they advertised
and
the
you
got
to work for it. And when, of course, like you buy the game because you want to be fucking Darth Vader. Right. In the
Everybody
hallway.
Wants to be a Sith.
Yeah, man. Especially Tawala, who's on the dark side now.
Look, I am Team Sith. Okay, so it's not just there.
Without a doubt, man. Look, I'm sorry. Once the Jedi Order revealed themselves to be the most inept, you know, organization within the galaxy.
Absolutely.
You know, there. I'm sorry. That hokey cult, or what did Grand Moff Tarkin first refer to it as?
He said something
you're
like
ancient, about a religion.
Your ancient religion.
Yeah.
You
man.
Know,
the light of the Jedi has gone out in the galaxy.
All I'm saying is they proved
Han
to
Solo
me,
said hokey religions and ancient weapons.
Okay, and they're all right, even though Han Solo said, you know what? It's true. All of it. What's true is it is their fault. Had they not taken the positions that they took, I'm dead ass serious.
No, you're right.
Had they actually acted on any of the information that they had instead of sitting by, well, what are we going to do? We're going to sit in this temple and we're going to meditate
while we recognize there's an evil force
out there subverting the damn universe.
They were told that the Imperial Senate was under the influence of a Sith.
And they were like,
of a Sith Lord.
And they said, of a Sith, of a Lord. Sith Lord. And they said, no, we would have known that shit if that were true.
Right, right. Yeah. Tell me that is not
they
like the ultimate.
Every fucking day.
Is that not like the old white man response of the millennium? Like, of course. Like, oh, if something like that was happening, I
we know about
it.
Look.
Fuck.
That is absolutely. And not only that, when they realized that it was happening again, maybe they were a little sure of themselves, but you sent, if you say Sith Lord, Not only that, you say, if a Sith had arisen, we would have known. Because why? Because the Sith were what? Powerful as shit, right?
Right. Right.
Why would you just send a couple cats in there to go get them and then say you're under arrest?
Mace and three random folks that we never knew. It was like Eddie Murphy said, Yeoman Johnson.
Right. He knew his ass was going to die.
Exactly.
And that's why he's like,
this dude shows up wearing a red robe. Wait a second.
And Palpatine wasn't going anywhere at that moment.
Look,
you have Yoda, you have Mace, you have you call back Obi-Wan.
Everyone. There is an actual, we have identified who the Sith Lord is.
Palpatine.
Meet everyone. Right.
Palpatine just opened up a container of pad thai. You know what I mean? Like he's sitting down to crush some dinner at work or whatever. Like, oh, I got a lot of evil shit to do.
He was basically saying, what are you guys here for? It was like, we're here to arrest you. It's like, that's one of those, like, you all were like, overwhelmingly underprepared for this conversation.
Right. And it's like, oh, Mace Windu, did you leave your iPhone charger in here or something? What's going on?
And he killed three of them before they even got their blades out.
Right. Yeah.
He did this spiral flying thing. It's like, anybody want to move? Get out of the way?
Nothing. Like, your training meant nothing. What did you bring with you, dude, to take in what was possibly the most powerful force you've ever encountered?
Nobody else on the council. They asked Mace Windu, who do you want to bring? Let me get Bob, Steve. Hey, Mark.
You free?
You graduated, right?
You doing anything for the next hour?
Are you still a Padawan? Have you completed your training? You're almost there. Come with me.
Mark,
I want you to see this.
Mark, you always wanted to meet the Chancellor, later. Right?
ridiculous.
This will be great, bro.
I'm like, no, man.
15 Look, minutes. We're in and we're out.
I'm saying, and you want me to travel to the side of the light? The fuck out of here.
Drinks at the canteen
All
on
I'm
me
saying
afterwards.
Is, with the way the Sith thought, And their idea of like, look, there's nothing wrong with a little party. There's nothing wrong with a little drinky drink.
I think that's in the Sith note, actually.
There's nothing wrong with fornicating. Hey, so your wife died? I can show you how to bring her back. If you want to. Otherwise, I can show you how to mentally manipulate the next broad. Boom. All I'm saying is.
Or choke the shit out of her.
Choke the shit. Look, I'm saying. Yo,
yeah, you do you, you know? Like we're not. The dark side's not about telling you how to live.
It's like, look, remember that time when so-and-so told you to fuck off? Choke them from a distance.
Yeah. Choke them from a distance. You didn't even have to be in the same system, turns out.
I find your big-ass mouth disturbing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I find the fact that you cut me off annoying.
Wait, Bib Fortuna wouldn't let you into Jabba's palace? Watch this.
I'll tell you what, man. I give you shit about being all dark side now and stuff, but, I mean, you put me on the freeway or whatever, and somebody dicks me over, that is the moment that I want my telekinesis to become obvious.
Yes.
And I just go, and throw his car off the road.
I'm throwing the car off the freeway.
Yeah.
You want to just force swipe this.
Like, I want that dude's family to be like, what?
Yes.
Happened.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Drop the freeway on his ass.
And just never have answers. That's what I want at that moment.
You see?
I'm an evil motherfucker too. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And the Jedi side. Just want to use a Jedi mind trick to change people's minds. No, fuck that.
Right.
No. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
No, you can't kill him. He has to be put on trial. Why? Now, see, you got me started, Tawala.
They just want to get in the club without paying the cover
you're
charge.
You're saying that Palpatine killed like
list.
Five different top Jedi, and then Mace Windu wanted to kill him.
Not only that,
Anakin said, no, he has to stand trial.
No,
he does not.
They went to go get his ass. After he fucking had a bunch of Jedi killed in a fucking arena of death on the damn planet with the bugs. They knew he was behind fucking Count Dooku.
Yeah, that's right. Count Mace Windu was
responsible
there.
For killing all types of motherfuckers.
Was there.
He was there.
Yes.
He saw all his brethren dying. And then you go to arrest this dude?
And after you try to arrest him, he kills half the people in the room.
All I'm saying is, at a certain
You're
point
allowed
of time,
to be deadly
if
force
I'm
at that
Mace
point.
Windu, with that, yeah, exactly. I'm like, the time to have a chat has passed.
I'm not even acknowledging Anakin, who says, no, don't kill him. Fuck you. What?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The that.
What the
right.
fuck do you know about this, bitch?
Right.
Like, you just got appointed to the council yesterday.
No,
like, not only that, weren't you on the
some
same
nepotism
planet
shit.
With me? I fucking saved you and Obi-Wan and Padme when the fucking, you were in the arena of death.
Right.
You all were going to die. I showed up with all
Geonosis,
the other Jedi.
Geonosis, yeah.
I showed up with all the damn Jedi who fucking died to save you.
Right.
I brought it because remember, I showed up.
I killed Jango Fett, as a matter of fact.
I said, this
head off.
This
right,
game
yeah.
is over. What
I
was
started some shit the galaxy will
enough.
Never recover from.
Yes. All I'm saying is, at that point, you've got to say, like, why are you talking about arresting this guy? We found out that he was the one on Geonosis building fucking shit to come and kill us all.
If ever there's a time to start taking heads.
But we know why Anakin was saying that, because he wanted him to stay alive so he can come save Padme or bring her back to life. Whatever it was. You know, you know, so he could have his non-Jedi license.
And Anakin's punk ass, the damn Jedi Force, that was, all in his mind. He didn't even know if that shit was going to happen. He didn't even know. It was like, Anakin, you don't know if it's going to happen. I've been having dreams. He should have gone into the dark side and been like, man, fuck that.
But see, he wanted Palpatine because Palpatine supposedly had, I can teach you how you can save her. That's why he wanted to stay alive.
Yes.
But I fault knowledge. Mace Windu for having the fucking conversation with him at a time.
Right.
That was not the time to talk.
Right.
That wasn't the time.
Also, it's Samuel L. Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, if anybody's ready to throw down at a moment's notice.
That's what he should have been saying, motherfucker.
Samuel L.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Motherfucker, please.
Say the Force one more goddamn time.
Say it again.
That's
I will strike down.
That's when it goes down.
Totally.
Okay.
Vault 76, named after 1776, you know, the founding of the nation and that kind of thing. The purpose of Vault 76 is to go out and rebuild the wasteland. So it opens early, like before anybody else shows up. So that's the other weird thing. There's no humans that are around. Like, all the other humans are dead, and if you run into any other human being while you're playing it, it's an actual person playing the game, like an actual player.
Who you can kill, though, right?
Yeah, and they can totally kill the shit out of you. That happened to me.
Damn.
At one point, I'm playing this game.
Who the fuck are you?
I open, so you can always like pick locks and hack computers and shit like that. So I go to the airport, right? And there's like a, you know, like a control tower or whatever. I'm like, oh, let's go by this control tower, see what's up over here, right? There's a locked door. And I'm like, oh shit,
I gotta go in.
I got a bobby pin. There's probably some bullshit up there. So I pick my way into the thing, and it's like, you are now wanted. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Well, apparently, you can go and, like, own this airport for, like, a day, right? Like, if you go over there and you clear out all the ghouls and monsters and shit, now the airport is yours, and you can use it to, like, you know, get resources and stuff like that. And anybody who comes and fucks with any part of the airport is now a wanted asshole. And visible on the map to everybody.
Oh, so you went into someone else's shit.
Apparently. But it's like there was no one there. I mean, this place was empty.
Wait. Go ahead, Chihuahua. Go ahead.
There's no one there, but the door is locked. And you picked it.
There's no one home at my house right now. And the doors are locked, John.
I don't know about that philosophy.
You're fucking right, you're wanted. I'd want to kick your ass, too. It was like, locked for a reason.
Did you just break into my house and say, what do you mean? What do you mean?
All right. I mean, you're making salient points.
Jesus.
Maybe I was breaking and entering a little bit. But you have to understand, we're in the wasteland where everything belongs to someone who's dead. For the most part, right? So I didn't know that some other dude had come through and been like, the airport is mine, you know? So I went in and I picked the lock and I go up and I loot all the shit out of the airport control tower.
Oh, so you're aware that you are looting?
Well, I was like, that's what you do in these games. You loot stuff. You loot monsters. You loot chests and boxes. And
I just don't get the surprise. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I just don't get the surprise. I'm like, but wait.
In the world of video, there's a trope about this where, like, you know, in The Legend of Zelda, Link comes into your house and shit and smashes up all your pots, hoping that you're going to have a couple extra hearts and rupees laying around and shit. Like, that's really common. Like, in the Final Fantasy games, like, you go back to Zelda. You go into a little old lady's house or whatever, and she's like, oh, are you the hero that I've read about? And then you're like, bitch, do you have any chests around here? Because I would like to open them and see if there's an upgraded weapon I can equip.
Stop.
That's how it works. In video games.
I didn't know that video games are so fun.
Well, they're not that anymore, apparently, because I had a wanted level, man. There was a fucking bounty on my head. So I was like, shit, all right, well, I better go back to my camp. If I go back to my camp, I'm super far away from the airport, so I fast travel to my camp, right? I'm there for a minute and a half, and I'm scrapping up all the loot that I got and shit, right, and breaking it down into raw materials and
stuff.
So
you're going through dude stuff.
These two dudes teleport to my location,
which is faster than fast
traveling. It's the same, yeah. I'm just amazed because like they know where I am, but it's because I'm visible on the map, and they're like, "This
motherfucker."
Yeah, exactly. If you kill this dude, you get $10. Yeah.
Not only that, I get my shit back because you were sitting there going through my stuff.
They don't even get the stuff. That's the weird part.
It's about the principle. Talk about principalities.
Right.
You broke into their shit.
Well, these two. So I'm like level 10 or something. These two dudes are like level 35. They roll up in full power armor. That's a Fallout thing.
Oh, they came to fuck you up.
Yeah, they did, dude. Yeah, they did. And the guy comes up and he just walks right up to me and just gooch and punches me right in the face, and my character falls over dead.
Did they talk to you? Did they say like
no?
Did they say anything?
Oh, no. Yeah, they didn't. It was on site.
Well, here's the thing. I got chat site turned off because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I was wondering. Right.
Yeah.
That probably pissed them off as well.
Well,
they could have had a conversation with you.
13-year-olds play these games.
And they say all sorts of shit. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. They have
Right. They have no respect.
You know what I don't need more of? Ever Venom? In fucking life. Ever again.
Is it now time?
I do not need a movie that has been or that has become Sony's highest growing film in Russia. Ever. Venom. When that's your claim to fame. When you're telling people like, yo, we hit big in Russia. Motherfucker, potatoes are hitting big in Russia.
So
you're
vodka.
Telling me that Venom, like, that's your claim to fame. This film is garbage, and it always will be. Everyone associated, everyone related to Avi Arad, you don't need to be in the film business. You need to be in marketing, maybe in toy sales or something, because that's all you're about. Right now, Venom is the highest selling costume this year for Halloween. You're going to be running into kids, hitting them in the street because they're fucking walking around in black costumes looking like Venom. He's Spider-Man. In San Francisco in the Bay in the 90s before phones could actually transfer data. Again, you're a reporter. You lost your fucking life because you had no evidence of this crime that you were committed. You go into the damn lab that's unprotected. You're taking pictures of everything. Then you take the phone to your boss and you put it on his desk with a handwritten love note. Hey, look at these images. If Anderson Cooper was fired from CNN, do you think that he would not be able to? And no one knows why he was fired. He's just off of CNN because no one told anyone why Eddie Brock was fired. He was just off. You're telling me he couldn't start a blog? You're telling me he couldn't have his own website?
There was no mention of social media.
There was
in the
no
movie.
Mention of social media. I'm like, an Eddie Brock fan page has millions of followers. He's the biggest thing in the Bay. He couldn't put those pictures up there and say, I was right, sue the damn paper, all of that. What are we talking about?
That said, though, I would watch the shit out of Anderson Cooper in that fucking Venom suit going around eating people up and shit.
Call me a silver fox. We are not a silver fox. We are Venom. Always bet on black.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.